for me, illegal training has been a really instrumental part in who I am. I made a decision when I finished playing football. I knew I needed to get additional education. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and I took the approach that I have often since then. I ask a lot of people questions, people I trusted, and I wanted to either get an MBA or a law degree, and I felt like with my business background, my finance undergrad, that might be a little bit redundant. Law was a different kind of training. And I was looking around the landscape, and this was back in 2003, 2004, and you were seeing a lot of lawyers get into these positions. The AD at Purdue is an attorney, the AD at Notre Dame, Indiana, USC, all those folks were hiring lawyers at that time, and I thought, geez, this might be kind of the wave of the future, and so I better be prepared for that. And so, it's been an unbelievable skill set for me. I certainly don't practice criminal law, at least not on good days. Just the communication, the negotiation, the advocacy, the ability to creatively analyze a problem, to think concisely and cogently, I think has been very helpful.
You talked about the life of the student athletes and trying to enhance that experience. Can you draw from playing here and how you hope that theirs mirrors that?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. And as I said, I had this unbelievable experience myself as a student athlete, and I hope that we're able to provide that kind of an environment that allows for that for our athletes. And I think I understand what their pressures are. I understand what their time constraints are, and the better we can do at surrounding them with the support mechanisms and the people that they need to succeed, the better off we'll be.
And you also said that as a player that you kind of felt that this was the first step, but you had a vision, you wanted to do this. Was there a moment, a game, or at a certain age where you're like, I'd like to be athletic director here?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact moment, but it was early in my tenure here. It was my freshman, sophomore year, something like that. I think I just started to realize that when I graduated, I was going to need to do something. And for me, this was a nice way to marry my business training that I was receiving as an undergraduate with my passion for athletics, and to be able to do that in a place like this that has meant so much to me just was almost too good to be true.
There's a column in the Chicago Tribune that focuses a lot on your relationship with Coach Turner. Can you talk about the role he played and how you stayed in touch after your playing time, that and the role that played in bringing you back here?
Coach Turner has been such an instrumental figure in my life, and I was part of his first recruiting class here, and he and I have just developed a relationship over time. Of course, it's changed significantly since I stopped playing for him when I was a player. Like most of us, I was kind of in awe of him and always a little nervous to go in and talk to him, but he was such a kind person. I remember going to his house and his wife cooked dinner for us, and created such a family atmosphere. And since I left here, he's moved around a fair bit, and a lot of times our paths have crossed and we've been able to catch up somewhere out on the road, and have gotten very close with both him and Wendy, and they just continue to be very, very important people to me.
So you talked a minute ago about taking a run about the alma mater.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of spontaneous.
Yeah, I try and get out and exercise, and I thought that before everything got rolling today, it might be good to get out and get the blood flowing a little bit. And so I got out early this morning and had a chance to take a loop around the campus, and it was really nice just to stop and see some things I hadn't seen, Grange Grove and its new iteration. And so I had my phone with me, took a couple pictures, and ran by the law school up on the quad. It was really, really nice.